State tax incentives may do little to increase living organ donation. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. A new study by researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital has found that state tax incentives do not appear to increase the rate of living organ donation. They have just published a study that shows little difference in the annual number of living organ donations in the 15 states that have enacted some sort of tax benefit for donors. In 2004, Wisconsin became the first state to enact a policy allowing living organ donors to deduct up to $10,000 in donation-related costs from their state income taxes. Currently, there are 17 states offering a tax benefit to living organ donors, and 18 additional states are considering similar legislation. The investigators analyzed trends in living donation rates in the 5 years before and up to 4 years immediately after tax incentives were adopted in the 15 states that had such policies in 2009. The investigators say part of the problem may be a lack of awareness about the tax policies or due to the relatively low cash value of the incentives, less than $1,000 for a middle-income family of four in most states. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.